but I'm starting a little bit on time. The COVID, Rothman's Bazaar is here. So even if you know this stuff, I would still encourage, not more than encourage, but I would encourage everybody to go to the Bazaar here, because this is really halacha for life. It's absolutely halacha for life, and you know, when you learn the sugya, it's very different when you learn it straight out of a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And you learn the sugya, you could have it clear. Rothman really has it developed clear. He's going to speak it out. And if you know this stuff, I would encourage you, just encourage, not more than encourage, but I would encourage you more to go, just to like hash it out, just to make sure it's, I'm not concerned that Rothman got anything wrong, but just to hash it out, get every detail. Okay, so there's a couple yurt sites. So our good friend, really good friend, Rafi, who's McCormick, who was here, Mamish A to Z this summer. He wasn't in the cold, but he was here just as much as all of us. So he has a yurt site. I'm not sure if it's tonight or it's somewhere around tonight. So Le'ili Nishmas Matis Chaim Ben Gavriel and the COVID. The amazing, great, incredible chevra that Kobe has this summer. Those are his words. And our good friend Nick, did not sponsor the shmooze, but his brother, my good friend, Daniel, Nick Ravesh, he's gone, but the Yilui Nishmas, their grandfather's here, it's at Yaakov Ben Rachim. Okay, so this is just really a hemshech from Shabbos. Shabbos is extremely raw thoughts. And during the week is somewhat raw thoughts, and we'll try to make it a little less raw, try to cook it a little bit. And so there's two shmoozing tonight. So this is like a half shmooze, and later there'll be another half shmooze, completely not related at all. Okay, so you have these extreme statements from Chazal. You see them every so often, and extreme people love them. Extreme people love these ma'amarim. They can't get enough of these. And less extreme people, they just, I guess, skim over. But there's a Rashi on Vesartim, it's in the second paragraph of Kriya Shema. So last week was the first paragraph, this week is the second paragraph. So in Rashi of Vesartim, you're going to leave, you're going to fall out of the principles of Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Vesartim lifrosh min haTorah. You're going to leave learning, you're going to leave the Torah. That's what I thought Lefko said there in the Shmooz, or the seven steps, that's what I thought you said, but I guess maybe somebody else said it. So Rashi says, "Lifrosh min haTorah." You're going to leave Torah. When we talk kaf, and once you leave Torah, va'avadatem elokim acherim. It's like next step. That's not even seven. That's one. Rashi in the Tochacha says there's seven steps. You stop learning, and then there's a seven-step progression. We spoke about in the Shir. Seven steps until you get to Kol for Beikur. Rashi says here, you stop learning. And then va'avadatem elokim. Again, this is the tights, this is the pshat, and what we say every day. V'hayim shemoah. And v'hayim shemoah, it says if you stop learning, next thing you know, before you blink, va'avadatem elokim achayim. Shekev, and any, if you didn't get it the first time, shekev and she'odim parish min haTorah, once a person leaves learning, olech u'medavek ba'avodah zarah. So the extreme people love this. They love these kinds of statements. You know, let's yell at everybody. Let's get angry at the whole world. So once you leave learning, you're gonna end up in a church. Okay, so what is going on here? And especially, I'll tell you, I didn't want to talk about this, but the only reason it really came to mind is because I don't get usually to Akev. Akev is, I maybe said a shmooze once in my life on Parshas Akev. This week I have to say a few. Because Akev is after Kobe and before this morning. So Akev, I get to learn, I get to enjoy myself, but I never get to talk about it. So Akev, the first Rashi I have to talk about. I never had a chance to talk about it, so I really want to talk about that. But in light of that, this caught my attention. So Akev, really, the primary discussion of Akev, what everybody talks about, Vahaya Akev Tishmin. So Rashi says over there, famous Rashi, from Chazal, Yimam mitzvos hakalo she'odom dosh ba'akev of Tishmin. So it's referring specifically, and then it says all the brachas. The beginning of the parasha says, Hashem is going to give you all the brachas, if you do the mitzvahs, but if you do the mitzvos hakalos, sh'adam dosh ba'akeva, tishmu. If you listen to those mitzvos, I'm translating as literal as I can, to the light mitzvos kalos, sh'adam dosh ba'akeva, that a person tramples on with his heels. To me, there's two ways to define this. It sounds like Rashi's putting them together. I mean, it's light mitzvos, but the Mishnah in Avos talks about can't be mazal zavim, you know, kalo kivachamura, right? And then there's something else called dosh ba'akevo. Dosh ba'akevo means things that we trample on. I wouldn't necessarily say those are light mitzvos. There are heavy mitzvos that we trample on too. Okay, we'll talk about it. And Stam is a medrash, a tanchuma, an unbelievable tanchuma on this pasuk. Especially when you say psukim often and you really have no idea what you're saying. It's so refreshing, so enjoyable to get a shot on the psukim you say all the time and to understand what you're saying. Great sweatshirt. Where did you get such a great sweatshirt from? Great. You gotta miss this, huh? You gotta, that's a great sweatshirt. You got also, where'd you get that sweatshirt from?
Oh,
wow, you have a guy who likes you a lot. That's a great sweatshirt. I'm trying to get one myself. We're struggling out here. Is that enough? What size do you wear? How much would you sell that for? He's not paying attention. Here we go. So the Medrash, the Tanchuma says a grape shot on a pasuk that we say once a week, at least. We say a pasuk that Nechamod Mizov Mipazrov. Is in there. Sukkah Zimra of Shabbos. We talk about the beauty of Torah. Torah is Nechamod Mizov Mipaz Rov. Unbelievable Torah. And then at the end of that pasuk, you say, Gam Avdecha Nizhar Bohem B'Shamram Ekev Rov. It's like the first half of the Pesukim is talking about Torah. You're like, oh, Nechamod Mizov Mipaz Rov, Mesukim Midvash, and Ofis Tufim. We like those Pesukim. This is a great night. Anything left? Nothing left? The Kolel's weak. Call us weak these days. We're looking for sponsorships. Okay, you might as well, you know, you never know who walks in. Could be any, you know, high profile kids walking here too. So. Okay, visiting day is coming up on Sunday. So you never know what that meant. Well, what's the context? What's the connection? And Nechamod Mizov Mipaz Rov, we're talking about Torah. And then at the end of the pasuk it says, Gam Avdecha Nizhar Bohem B'Shamram Ekev Rov. We could define words, but like, what are we talking about right now? So it says the Medrash Tanchuma, it's talking about this pasuk. David HaMelech is saying, Gam Avdecha Nizhar Bohem. I don't just love learning, I also love learning. Learning is Nechamod Mizov Mipaz Rov, it's unbelievable learning. But also, Gam Avdecha, your slave, your servant, David HaMelech, about himself, Nizhar Bohem, I'm very careful to keep the mitzvahs that I learn about. B'shamram, as I keep Ekev Rav. Ekev means the mitzvahs that we are dosh ba'akevah. Even the mitzvahs that people treat lightly, that people don't pay close attention to. David HaMelech is saying, Minakotze elakotze. Torah is nechamod mizav mipaz rav, mesukim midvash v'nof estufim. And also, gam avdecha nizhar bohem, b'shamram Ekev Rav. And I keep all the way from A to Z. I love learning. It's a delight for me. And also, even the light mitzvahs that people don't take seriously enough, I keep every pratu prat of every mitzvah. Beautiful, beautiful medrash. Okay, so let's talk a little bit. So on Shabbos, I'm kind of responding to one person specifically right now, but I think I wouldn't be speaking about it if it wasn't nogeya to everybody. It's nogeya to everybody. So on Shabbos, I quoted a Chavetz Chaim. It's a suffix to stand up for a Feld, obviously stand up, but for a Merzlov, because you're wearing costume. So it's like a suffix. Do we treat you like Purim? Do we treat you, we're not sure how to treat you. So.
Little.
No, but it was good. Everybody walked in together. So, you know, we're you would say one stand up for everybody. But I thought you were a kid when you walked in. I didn't know. No. You look good. So we spoke about a Chavetz Chaim on Shabbos. It was mamish agav. I didn't even have any kavanah when I mentioned the Chavetz Chaim. I was just saying the Chavetz Chaim is kol kulo Yerushalayim, and if you want Yerushalayim, you should learn Chavetz Chaim. That's all I was saying. Agav, I mentioned the Chavetz Chaim does say something last week that I thought was very, very powerful, important to hear. And he just spoke about Nebuch, lo aleinu, Jews in Europe, they would wake up so early. They could start their day so early. Nebuch, these people, you know, they weren't tough. They weren't tough like we are. They woke up so early, they weren't Yotzei Kriya Shema Bizman for Shacharis, because they woke up too early. You know, they had a hard life. I don't know what the Chavetz Chaim would say about our generation, but in his generation, it was very upset. They wake up too early. How do you wake up too early for Zman Kriya Shema? Crazy, you know? Crazy. Imagine we had such problems. So I just mentioned that Chavetz Chaim called Kulo Yerush Shemayim. Unbelievable. But I didn't finish the mashal. I'll tell you the end of the mashal. So he says in the mashal that I said half of it was that when you say Kriya Shema Shelo Bizmana, Chavetz Chaim wrote that it's like you collected a lot of checks, and you got to the bank teller, and then you gave him the check, and by the time you got to $1 billion worth of checks, you brought it to the bank, and the bank said, unbelievable, you collected $1 billion, but all the checks are expired, so we can't help you. And that was the Chavetz Chaim's mashal with saying, Kriya Shema Tefila Shelo Bizmana. But then he says, there was another half, and the other half didn't say. That's what he says. He says, as opposed to a person who wakes up, and he's trying to make this man, but he doesn't have time to have all the hachanas. He doesn't have time to put on the gartel and to shakel and to work out all the yichud shmos, to work out all the kavanas arizals over here. Didn't have a birthday cake like you had. So he's not there yet. So what the Chavetz Chaim said, what is the mashal to a guy like that? He had a crumpled up bills, old, crumpled up, even ripped in a few places. You know, when you get a bill that's like scotch taped up, Celtic, if you get feed it through the ATM, try to get rid of that real quick. So a bunch of like crumpled up bills, scotch taped up, cut on the sides, but the bank teller takes it. Now it's a little embarrassing. It's pretty embarrassing to walk in with pennies to the bank. I got $1 billion worth of pennies. They'll throw you out. They're going to think you're crazy. But Lamaisa, you got $1 billion. Now it doesn't look good. Not a good look. Shouldn't do it. Not encouraged. We should try to have kavana. We should have nice bills. But Lamaisa, you did the mitzvah. You did the mitzvah. Did you do it in the best way possible? No. The bills were dirty, crumpled up, a little muddy, cut, scotch tape, all the not pretty stuff. He did the Tzuras HaMitzvah. So he was just expressing an idea that Tzuras HaMitzvah is primary. We have to do mitzvahs. And then there's Zeh Keli V'Aveihu. Mitzvah's got to be beautiful. It's not nice to go into the Beis HaMelech without beautiful mitzvahs. So we have Tzuras HaMitzvah. And then we beautify mitzvahs. And mitzvahs need to be beautiful. It's not, you know, this is the bad question, the immature question to ask is, okay, but if I could only do one, come on. We're adults, we're not kids. Yeah, but if it was only one, there's never only one option. You do both. But primary is Tzuras HaMitzvah, you have to do mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs. After you do mitzvahs, you gotta dress it up. You gotta make it very nice. That was the mashal. What happens if you don't do that? So we expressed this later on Shabbos. We noticed, I hesitate to say this publicly, but we have two actual rabbis in the room, and they're entitled to push back if I'm wrong. And I say it respectfully, and if you can enlighten me that I'm wrong, I'm happy to hear. But we're not talking about this. I'm just using it as an example. But it has become common and popular in America to, I'm not talking about camps, I'm talking about regular life. In regular life, camps are Purim, Tisha B'Av, camps are a different chesed. But I'm talking about in real life, it has become popular to have 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 11:30 minyan. I'm not talking about that, I'm just talking about an example. There's a Magen Avraham in Hilchos Kriyat Shema. Magen Avraham says, the first summer we started this kolo, so I just did minhagim, whatever the guys wanted. It was COVID. The luck of COVID was whatever people want. That was the luck of COVID. You like to have music during 9 days? No problem. What averis became mutter? A lot of averis became mutter. COVID was a different time. So the chaver wanted to dive in 9, 10. I'm not making a fuss. We're healthy. We're alive. We're together. Let the inmates run the asylum, like Jeremy said the other day. But after, the next summer, when I wanted to set things up properly, so I called my Rav, I said, I just want to double check, make sure it's like a few halachas, I wanted to make sure. I said, is it okay if we daven after this month? He was very shocked at me. He said, how do you do that? So I said, what do you mean? That's what everybody does. Everybody does that. In Eretz Yisrael, it's not common. Eretz Yisrael, kamat, you can't find the minyan after Zman Kriyat Shema. Kamat, you can't find them. So I said, in America, that's the Minhag of America. So he said, what about the Magen Avraham? I said, I don't know Magen Avraham is in random Hilchos Kriyat Shema Magen Avraham. Tell me what you're talking about. So it's Magen Avraham and Hilchos Kriyat Shema. He says, it's a Chil Hashem to be Koveya a minyan after Zman Kriyat Shema. Chil Hashem. Now everybody else has the Chol Hashem to ask to switch a seat on a plane. When a guy, you know, always for some reason always has to be a heavy set chassid, a heavy set chassid making a big stink on the plane. He didn't want to sit. Chol Hashem, sick person, terrible representation of Klal Yisrael. Magen Avraham doesn't say it about him. Magen Avraham never said it about him. Magen Avraham about him never opened his mouth. Magen Avraham said to be Koveya Minyan after his Mount Kriyashma, it's a Chil Hashem. Chil Hashem. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm going next step. It became popular, it became public, common, very, extremely common, that this is the Minhag in America. It's the Minhag in America. Forget the Magen Avraham. Nobody wants to hear from the Magen Avraham. Let's push it aside. But, so what do they do now? It's what I did the first summer of Kolbe and Chatoya Nimas Kariyom. The first summer of Kolbe, what I did was I was a chacham. I made it that we would davening would start, I would do like 6 minutes before Zman Kriya Shema. So that way, when davening started, I could make an announcement, everybody should say Kriya Shema now, because Zman is in 6 minutes. It just gave me a window to make that announcement. Now, I'm davening with yeshiva guys, and especially that first summer, it was just a collection of guys who wanted to, you know, be together physically and not be on Zoom. You know how many guys were at Minyan those first 6 minutes? I don't think there were six. And it was a good chevra. They got there by Yishnabach, but they weren't there in the first 6 minutes. So who was I making the announcement to? Myself. And two other tzaddikim who already said Kriya Shema. They probably down Vasikin, those two guys. And so, I was really doing it for my guilty conscience. I was doing it for my guilty conscience. Somebody made a decision. I don't know who it was. I'm not passing criticism. I'm just sharing a story. The following is just a story. Somebody made a decision in America that we're going to be a chacham. We're going to daven after Zman Kriya Shema, but it's okay. We're going to tell everybody to say Kriya Shema before this Zman. Now, I'm not going to take a poll, but how many of you guys in high school said Kriya Shema before the Zman? The answer is zero. Again, there's always a couple tzaddikim in the crowd. I know. Besides tzaddikim, the answer is zero. That means the Rabbanim, it's not your fault. The Rabbanim publicized the psak. We were mevatel the mitzvah of Kriya Shema b'zman. Do you chap who you're messing with right now? You really got to take a step back. We were mevatel the mitzvah of Kriya Shema b'zman. This doesn't make you nervous? Again, I'm not criticizing any community. I'm not criticizing any rav. I'm observing a story that probably happened 60 years ago, and I'm sure with great justification. And I'm not criticizing anybody who started it. But it was a genius move. It was a genius move that eliminated a mitzvah deraisa. Eliminated. Completely eliminated. It's a pel of azach. Because, you know, a couple guys I was talking to after the shmooze, and they said to me, why are you making such a big stink? I said, you also make a big stink. Does anybody claim that when you daven Maariv early, that you don't have to say Kriya Shema at night? You forget. But nobody will claim that you don't have to say Kriya Shema at night. You might forget. You shouldn't forget. Try to remember. Unbutton a button, make a siman, ask someone to remind you, figure it out. But the morning, it doesn't exist. Kriya Shema b'zman doesn't exist. There's no such mitzvah. Oh, you do that? It's like, lahavdil, forgive me for saying the words, because these words are words that a Jew should never say. I'm about to say. I'm going to say words you shouldn't say. Forget a base matter. You shouldn't say it on a toilet. You shouldn't say these next two words. Shomer Negia. Shomer Negia is such a stupid phrase. Who made up this phrase? Whoever made up this phrase decided there's something mutter, arayos is mutter, but we'll pretend that it's a chumrah. Oh, are you? Do you keep the chumrah? Oh, you're mahadr and arayos? He says, yeah, for me, mahadr and mina mahadr. I light 8 candles. I do it all the way. These phrases, you know what they do to Klal Yisrael? I would never say that phrase. Again, I'm just saying it for the sake of expressing an idea. I wouldn't say that phrase on the toilet. To say the phrase on the toilet is saying that there's such a concept. There's no concept like that. There's no such concept. It's a made-up concept. You eliminated the big three. Okay, that's mom is crazy. That's crazy. I would encourage everybody to take this. I forgot who spoke. One of the guys spoke. Adir, when Adir was here for Shabbos, beautiful, when he spoke at Shal Shittis, Adir mentioned a certain phrase we should take out of our rhetoric. And I heard him. I really heard him. It was a very good shmooze he gave. And there are certain, he wasn't talking about, it's obviously everything is nogeya to ruchnias, but he was talking about normal, the way people speak. But this is Ruchnius. Ruchnius, the phrase that I just said, you should never say that phrase. That phrase means it's a musav. It's not musav like that. And the same way, we talk about Kriyashma. You're eliminating mitzvahs. And I'm not even talking about this. Not my topic. Chaim, I really don't want to talk about this. Not my topic. But I'll tell you what I will talk about. Because that I'm observing something that maybe Rabbanim did. And I wonder, out of curiosity and respect and humility, and I know my place, and I'm not trying to put anybody down, but I say out of humility and respect, Kriyat Shema Bizman Shacharis doesn't exist anymore, and it's the worst thing. It's absolutely horrifying, and people think like, oh, how come Yidden are not we're not doing as good as we can because nobody's makabel O Malchu Shemayim. How do you expect to have a good day of Ruchnius if you're not makabel O Malchus Shemayim, when Hashem opened the door of Kabbalah's O Malchus Shemayim? So you say to God, God, I know you want me to be makabel O Malchus Shemayim now. I'm not ready. You wait for me. You, as we believe, God is my dog. You are on my leash. You do what I tell you to do. When you don't answer my tefillahs, I have big timers on you. You wait for my Kriyat Shema when I'm ready for my Kriyat Shema. And we wonder why Yidden have a little work to do. We're doing great. But if you wonder why you didn't need a little work, we're not makabel O Malchus Shemayim. You know how crazy this is? Nobody talks about this because it's like already dosh va'akevav. This is my suffix in Rashi. Rashi said, he said, kalos, light things. But then he said dosh va'akevav. And it bothers me. I have a kasha that I'm not trying to answer. Why Rashi said kalos? There's a lot of mitzvahs that were dosh ba'akeva that are not kalos. I did today a shtickle mamish cheshbin hanafashos. Not nefesh, but hanafashos. What is Rashi talking about? I tried to go through as many mitzvahs as I could come up with, and I couldn't come up with a mitzvah that fulfilled these two criteria, that kalos, that were dosh ba'akeva. Because everything that I saw were dosh ba'akeva, by me is chamuros. I don't know what's kalos. I'm struggling to understand what Rashi. I went through all the Mefarshim. I'm trying to even look up. I'm holding by Svarim that even you wouldn't understand, and I for sure also don't understand them. But I'm really searching. I'm searching the spectrum to find out what Rashi was referring to, and doing cheshbon hanefashos to find a mitzvah that's called kala that adam dosh ba'akevav, and I can't find one. So al karchov, I'm not saying pshat in Rashi. I'm saying pshat in at least half of Rashi that dosh ba'akevav. Krishma, I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about that. I never said a word about it. I'm just observing the story as a hakdama to the following two examples that I do want to talk about it. And we'll stop with enough time for the Chazar Shia. I remember when I was in high school, I'll tell you a cute maisa. When I was in high school, we didn't have Venmo. Venmo preceded my high school experience. And so in the co-ed high school, it was, I don't know why it was like this. I don't know if this is indicative of boys versus girls. But when boys would borrow money, nobody would pay back. But it was Yadua, it was Makubal like that. I had my best friend till today. My mom just spoke to him right before I came to give the shmooze. Really, my Yadid Nefesh from he took care of me in high school. His family took care of me. I have too much of cars to even start thinking about it. So it was known that everybody would mooch off this guy. We lived in his house. His mother bought us dinner every night. She was a tzaddikah, shibit tzaddikah. And if you needed money, we had another friend who was the wealthiest kid. And his line was always like, bro, I have assets. My family has assets. I don't have anything liquid. You know, that was always his line. So he would mooch like, you know, mom's quarters off the boys. Assets. Mom's the richest kid you ever met. Everything's tied up. It's all tied up. I got no cash. And so by boys, it was Yadua, nobody paid back. And we would always make fun of the girls. By girls, it was like you split a cab and it was like comes out to like $3.84 a person. They were makbid till the 4 cents. You know, oh, so go change the nickel for pennies. And I was just like, what, are they crazy? And then you learn a little Torah, and you know, as is often the case, the girls know what they're doing. As often the case, the girls know what they're doing. It was a mabul. It was once upon a time a mabul. For a geneva. For pachas mishava putim. When you borrow money and you don't pay back, it's gzela. It's a serious, again, I can't find kala. I can't find a light mitzvah. But chamuras she'adam dash ba'akeva, that we don't take. I share with somebody now, and no disrespect to anybody, I'm not going to tell you what's the this summer sum total, but we buy hoodies every summer, and it goes in the kol budget. Yadua, a $500 loss. Why? Because I'm selling to Jews. I know that. Now, am I saying Goyim would be better? I'm not saying that. I just never sold hoodies to Goyim. I don't know. Next year we'll sell to the special, to the international staff. We'll see what happens over there. But it's already accepted in the budget of Colby Colo that we have a $500 hit on hoodies. Where do those hoodies go? Everybody paid. So who didn't pay? Nobody didn't pay. It's an amazing thing. And how come when we order hoodies, we order 12 and there's only 9 left? How come I'm missing 3 hoodies? Nobody knows. It's an unbelievable thing. I put every day, I'm not going to put 25 coffees in the coffee thing. You know how many guys pay for coffees? I know. And unless 4 guys are drinking a lot of coffee, unless 4 guys are drinking a real lot of coffee, but it's, again, I don't want to say it too loud. Don't spread this. Nobody's stealing from Kobe. Why? Because adaita dahachi, I buy it. Adaita dahachi, I'm ochel in advance. I'm kind of giving you a hat there. Steal whatever you want, because mechila gemura. I don't want anybody in Shemaim to have a taina. You stole from this matzav. You stole a hoodie, mechila. You stole a coffee, mechila. Comes out of my pocket. Comes out of Kobe. It comes out of not your pocket, but mechila. Nobody should have any tainas upstairs. But that's because we're friends here. We're friends. We share. You take advantage of me. It's wonderful. It's a great time. But this is chamur. Gzela is chamur. Gzela is extremely chamur. I'm not going into the Kabbalah. We'll have a post here about the Kabbalah of all the onshim and shamayim and aretz and gilgulim of gzela. You'll give that afterwards. But you borrow a dollar from a guy. You don't pay him back. That's gzela chamura. Chamura. You borrow a guy's gemara and you put it over there. That's gzela deraisa. Gzela deraisa. We don't play games with this stuff. I get nervous. My wife knows I'm very OCD about this. I get nervous when my wife borrows sugar. I'm like, you'll never see me borrowing sugar. I it's too hard. Eggs, sugar, all this kind of stuff. In Israel, I don't know in America what the minhag is, but in Israel, you live in apartments, it's much easier. You go to a neighbor, you borrow eggs, you don't have to schlep to the store. I can't. Why? Because I know myself, I'm going to forget, and I write it down, and then the paper falls off, and then I'm not sure if I paid them back, and an egg, and but they're mochel. No. You borrowed an egg, you got to pay back an egg. Whatever you borrowed, you got to pay back. This is chamura. The second chamura is equal, but it should be more chamura, is kibur avein. I'm not coming to say shmuz. Tonight we're learning halacha. And one, I thought to myself, if we could learn 2 halachas this summer, that we should be makbid on mitzvahs that adam dosh ba'akevav, that people step on. And there's a few mitzvahs I came to, but certainly, and that's why I said Kriya Shema Bizmana was not my, I wasn't even talking about it. I'm not talking about that mitzvah. I just mentioned that as a segue to get to this. All I want to talk about is 2 things, gzela and kibur avein. I saw a guy recently, means last couple days, that he was on the phone with his mom, and then he said, Mom, I'm going to call you back. I'm getting another call. This is how you treat your mom? Again, and that's, we're talking about on a good, that's good. You're doing well. You hang up on your mom because you got another call? This is not right. Your mom is Kodesh Kedoshim. Your dad is Kodesh Kedoshim. Your parents are Kodesh Kedoshim. Your mom wants you to call her once a day, you have to call her twice a day. You have to be Mahadur Mitzvahs. You have to Mahadur Mitzvahs. There's a suffix. I have a suffix. Are you allowed to initiate an end of a phone call with your parents? I don't know. I have a suffix. I'm not sure. What do? You stay on the phone. My mom keeps talking. I can't live. My mom doesn't stop talking. Amazing. Great. Thank God you have a mom. Enjoy your mom. L'man yarichon yamecha. All the minutes that she was talking your head off, l'man yarichon yamecha. Hashem will give you many more minutes. You'll have many, many more minutes. You'll have kiflei kiflaim of minutes. But Adam dash ma'akevav, again, I just want to say halacha. I'll say shmuz later over there. But two halachas we should learn from this Rashi. She'odam dosh ba'akeva. Gzela. Gzela, to be makpid, not to pick up, not to pick up. It's muksa. You want to talk about muksa? This is muksa. To pick up something that's not yours. I just moved it. Gzela. That's gzela. To pick up somebody's socks and to put it in another shelf is gzela d'oraisa. Aye, but I told him afterwards, kafir, Hashav is a gzela. Very nice, Hashav is gzela. You still did gzela. You did gzela d'oraisa. Not a game. Not a game. Gzela d'oraisa, if you want to do averos, there's no taiva for gzela for normal, healthy people. This is not the avera you want to play with. Don't touch somebody's socks. Don't touch somebody's laundry bag. Don't run away with somebody's laundry bag. Don't touch somebody's svarim. Don't touch somebody's pen. Don't move somebody's charger. That's gzela d'oraisa. What do you mean? It's still in the bunk. It's on the other side. Gzela d'oraisa. It's chamura. Everybody does it. Says Rashi, if you're not makpid, if you're lifrosh min haTorah, you're going to do avodah zarah. You know what means avodah zarah? You made up a new religion. It's a new religion. You eliminated kibud avim. You eliminated gzela. You eliminated kriyas shma bizmana. So who are you worshiping already? That's avodah zarah. You're worshiping yourself. You told God, God, you think you have a good Torah? Wait till you see mine. I have a better one. In my Torah, you don't have to respect parents. You could steal and take whatever you want as you please. And kriyas shma, when I decide, you wait for me, my dog. Ein lecha avodah zarah gadol mizu. Avodah zarah mamish. He's worshiping you. He should come to your church. You should open up a church with your name hanging big on the sign. And you should tell God, if you want, you pay membership, I'll let you in. Be very nice to him. Give him a discount on the membership. Give him free coffee. Buy him a hoodie. You know, give him a discount. You should be makpid. You should try to be makpid. Again, kalos, I don't know what kalos are. But adam dosh ba'akevav, you should try to be makpid on mitzvahs that people are dosh ba'akevav. Shkayach, Rothman, everybody's encouraged to join us for their shiur.